Your standards shape your life. Raise them and your life will follow. Most people don't need more time. They don't need more talent. What they truly need is higher standards. Standards for how they think, how they speak, how they spend their time, how they let people treat them, and how they show up for themselves every single day. The truth is, your life will always reflect what you settle for. If you keep accepting average, that's exactly what you'll keep getting. This is not about being perfect. It's about deciding that enough is enough. If you're tired of starting over, tired of hiding your potential, tired of feeling stuck in routines that don't move you forward, then it's time to raise the bar. This audiobook will help you get honest, take control, and finally commit to living the life you were meant for. Because once you raise your standards, everything starts to change, and nothing will ever be the same again. Chapter 1. Stop pretending things are fine when they are not. You know, one of the most dangerous things a person can ever do is pretend. Not the kind of pretending kids do when they play. I'm talking about adults. Grown men and women who go through life acting like everything is okay when it's not. Who smile for the world but they're empty when they go home. Who keep saying they're fine just to avoid uncomfortable conversations, hard decisions, or real change. And I'll tell you the truth, pretending will destroy your potential. It will quietly rob your progress. It will keep you locked in a life that you know deep down isn't right for you. You might say things are manageable. You might say others have it worse. You might say you're doing your best. But if you're honest with yourself, you know when something feels off. And the longer you ignore that feeling, the heavier life becomes. Most people don't want to deal with that weight, so what do? They numb it. They bury it under distractions, noise, fake smiles, and shallow conversations. They work jobs that drain them, stay in relationships that break them, live in routines that give them no peace, and every time their mind whispers, "This isn't it," they shut it down. They distract themselves with a screen, with more work, with food, with anything that silences the truth. But that voice inside you, it doesn't go away. It keeps speaking. It keeps showing up in quiet moments, late at night when you're alone, early in the morning when the alarm rings and you feel nothing but exhaustion, during the day when your mind drifts and your heart feels heavy. That's your inner intelligence talking to you. That's your standard trying to rise. But the longer you pretend not to hear it, the more disconnected you become from who you really are. And this is where raising your standard starts, not with achieving something, but with stopping something. Stop lying to yourself. Stop acting like everything is okay when your gut knows it's not. Stop rushing off what you feel just to make other people comfortable. Stop pretending that being busy is the same as being fulfilled. There's a world of difference between movement and progress. See, the world has trained us to wear masks, to perform, to always say we're doing fine, even when we're falling apart inside. But when you stop pretending, something powerful happens. You begin to feel again. You begin to think clearly again. You start facing what's real, and when you face what's real, you can finally change it. You can't improve what you refuse to admit. You can't grow while holding on to fake peace. You can't heal while you pretend you're not hurting. That's the hard truth, but it's the kind of truth that will set you free if you face it. Life is too short to keep living under the weight of false comfort. You were not born to survive, you were born to live fully. And living fully requires honesty. Radical honesty, the kind that makes you look at your job and say, "This no longer excites me." The kind that makes you look at your habits and say, "This is not helping me grow." The kind that makes you look at your relationships and say, "This is not love." And when you get that honest with yourself, everything begins to shift. Most people fear change. But do you want to know what's worse than change? staying the same when you know you could do better. That's the real pain. That's the kind of regret that builds slowly and eats you from the inside. You don't feel it in one day, you feel it over years, when your energy drops, when your confidence fades, when your dreams shrink. And all of that starts the moment you begin to accept things that don't feel right. You might think it's easier to pretend, that it keeps the peace, that it avoids conflict, that it buys you time. But it doesn't. It just delays the inevitable, because sooner or later the truth always shows up. And when it does, it comes with interest. It demands that you pay attention, that you make the changes you've been avoiding, that you raise the bar you've been keeping low. There's a version of you that you haven't even met yet. A version that doesn't settle, that doesn't fake a smile, that doesn't stay quiet just to keep things calm. That version of you is stronger, bolder, and more alive. But you'll never meet that version if you keep hiding behind what's familiar. You'll never raise your standards if you keep lowering your truth. So ask yourself, what are you pretending not to know? What are you avoiding because the truth would require action? Maybe it's your health, maybe it's your finances, maybe it's your personal life, maybe it's your mindset. Whatever it is, the time to face it is now, not next week, not when things calm down, now. Because the longer you delay, the more it costs you. And you're not doing this for anyone else. You're doing it for you. Because you matter, your life matters, your peace matters, your future matters, and you cannot build a powerful future on a foundation of lies. You can't create a strong identity while living in denial. You have to confront what's not working, and not with blame, not with guilt, but with a decision to stop settling, a decision to say, this ends here. From that place of honesty, everything begins to change. You start moving with clarity. You stop wasting energy on pretending. You start putting effort into real solutions. You stop trying to impress people who don't even live your life. You begin living for something that matters to you. That's how standards are raised, through truth, not through perfection. Raising your standards doesn't mean being better than others. It means being better than your excuses, better than your fears, better than the version of you who chose comfort over growth. That's what you're aiming for, your own higher self. And that journey begins the day you stop lying to yourself. Don't wait until you break down. Don't wait for a major loss to wake you up. You don't need pain to start over. You need honesty. Look around your life. Look within your days. Ask yourself, where am I pretending? And when the answer comes, don't ignore it. Sit with it, breathe through it, accept it. Then start making real changes from that place. Maybe the job needs to go. Maybe the routine needs to shift. Maybe the friendship is no longer healthy. Maybe your environment doesn't inspire you. Whatever it is, take ownership of it. Own the truth. And then choose to rise from it. You don't need to fix everything overnight. You don't need to have all the answers today. But you do need to stop pretending. That's the first step. From there, progress begins. Strength begins. Confidence returns. Direction becomes clear. Your life becomes lighter, your mind becomes sharper, your emotions become stable. All because you stopped carrying the burden of denial. And once you stop pretending, you will realize how much time you've been wasting. You'll realize how long you've been stuck. And more importantly, you'll realize how fast life changes when you finally show up with honesty and courage. So raise your standards by raising your truth. Speak it, live it, defend it, and no matter how hard it gets, never go back to pretending. Because nothing grows in lies. Growth begins when you get real. Growth begins when you stop hiding. Growth begins when you say, this is not okay anymore. And from that point on, you begin the journey to everything better, everything higher, everything real. Because you're not living someone else's version of life. You're finally living yours, fully, boldly, truthfully. That's the first and most powerful way to raise your standards. It's not about more effort, it's about more honesty. Start there, and everything will rise with it. Chapter 2. Ask yourself if this is really what you want. There comes a moment in every person's life when they need to pause everything around them, shut off the noise, step away from distractions, and just ask one direct question. Is this really what I want? Not what others want for you, not what you settled for, not what looks good on paper, but what you truly want deep down. It's a question most people avoid. They stay busy, they keep moving, they follow routines, but they never slow down long enough to ask that one question. And because they don't ask it, they keep living a version of life that doesn't feel like theirs. People wake up to alarms they hate. They rush through jobs they tolerate. They spend time with people who don't uplift them. They follow routines that drain them. And when life starts to feel heavy or meaningless, they try to fix the surface. They switch jobs. They rearrange schedules. They try new hobbies, but they never stop to go deeper and figure out whether the direction they're heading in is even right for them. That's where everything begins to change. When you stop following a path just because it's there and start asking if that path is truly meant for you. It's not an easy question. In fact, it's uncomfortable. Because when you really ask yourself if this is what you want, you're forced to be honest about the gap between your current life and your ideal one. You're forced to admit when you've been settling. You're forced to acknowledge when your choices are based on fear, not desire. But that discomfort is necessary. It wakes you up. It opens your eyes. It reminds you that you only get one shot at life, and that living it half-heartedly is the greatest loss of all. Most people never ask this question because they're afraid of the answer. They've built a life based on survival, not intention. They've made decisions to avoid pain, not to chase fulfillment. They've followed what felt safe, not what felt alive. And the truth is, it's easy to get stuck in routines that look fine from the outside, but feel wrong on the inside. That's why this question is powerful. It breaks the pattern. It brings clarity where there was confusion. It pulls you out of autopilot and puts you back in the driver's seat. When you ask yourself if this is really what you want, you begin to see clearly. You look at your career and ask, does this challenge me or just pay the bills? You look at your relationships and ask, do I feel seen and valued here or just tolerated? You look at your health and habits and ask, am I building a strong body and mind or just getting through the day? Every area of your life opens up to honest evaluation. And that honesty is where transformation begins. Because once you're clear about what you don't want, you can start moving toward what you do. You can begin making changes that are rooted in truth, not pressure. You can start saying no to things that waste your energy and yes to things that move you forward. You can stop following someone else's definition of success and create your own. But here's the thing, getting clear on what you want requires courage. It means admitting when you've made the wrong choice. It means taking responsibility for your path. It means no longer blaming others for your unhappiness. That's not easy, but it's worth it. Because the only way to build a life you're proud of is to take full ownership of it. You can't afford to drift through life hoping things magically work out. You have to be intentional. You have to get clear. You have to be brutally honest with yourself and ask, is this job giving me purpose or stealing my energy? Is this relationship helping me grow or keeping me stuck? Is this lifestyle making me proud or making me numb? These questions are not just reflections, they are tools. They help you raise your standards by showing you exactly where you've lowered them. Nikeyem Aligotov. And remember, clarity doesn't always lead to immediate change. Sometimes it leads to awareness first. You might realize that the way you're living no longer fits, but you may not have the answers yet. That's okay. Awareness is the beginning. You don't have to change everything in one day, but once you know the truth, you can't unknow it. Once you see it clearly, it becomes impossible to keep pretending. And when you stop pretending, you can begin planning. You can take small steps toward what you really want. You can build new habits that reflect your future, not your past. You can start surrounding yourself with people who align with your values. You can begin doing the hard work of realigning your life with your heart. Sometimes, what you want will be different than what others expect of you. That's part of the journey. Raising your standards will make some people uncomfortable, not because you're doing something wrong, but because you're no longer doing what keeps everyone else comfortable. And that's okay. Your life doesn't belong to anyone else. Your time here is limited. You don't owe it to anyone to keep living a version of life that's not yours. So ask yourself again, is this really what I want? And don't rush the answer. Sit with it. Feel it in your body. Notice where you feel peace and where you feel resistance. The body always knows. Your energy will rise in alignment with what is true for you. You'll feel it when something is right. You'll feel it when something is wrong. Don't ignore those feelings. They're not random. They're signals. Start using those signals to guide your decisions. When you feel drained, pause and ask why. When you feel inspired, take note of what caused it. When something makes you come alive, lean into it. That's how you start building a life that reflects what you truly want. And don't confuse comfort with happiness. A comfortable life is not always a fulfilled life. You might be comfortable in your routine, but that doesn't mean you're growing. You might be stable in your job, but that doesn't mean you're passionate. You might be liked by others, but that doesn't mean you like yourself. Comfort can keep you stuck. It's clarity that sets you free. You owe it to yourself to create a life that feels like your own. You owe it to yourself to wake up with purpose, not just plans. You owe it to yourself to feel proud when you look at the choices you make, but none of that happens unless you first get honest about what you want. So if you've been drifting, stop and ask. If you've been overwhelmed, step back and ask. If you've been lost in someone else's expectations, break free and ask. Keep asking until the answer becomes so clear you can't ignore it, and then act on it. Slowly, intentionally, relentlessly. Because when your life starts to reflect your truth, everything changes. You walk differently. You speak with confidence. You set boundaries with strength. You stop needing validation. You no longer chase things that don't feel right. You move with clarity. You live with direction. And that's the result of one question asked at the right time. Is this really what I want? It sounds simple, but it's a question that can reset your life. Use it often. Use it when you're making big decisions. Use it when you're stuck. Use it when you're afraid. That question is not about what's easy. It's about what's right for you. And the more you ask it, the more your standards will rise naturally. Because once you get used to living in alignment with what you want, you'll never again settle for anything less.
Chapter 3. Face what you avoid and deal with it now. Most people know exactly what they're avoiding. They don't need anyone to remind them. It's that thought in the back of the mind that doesn't go away. It's that task that keeps being pushed to tomorrow. It's the truth they keep covering up with distractions. And deep down, they feel the weight of it. It shows up in their energy. It shows up in their sleep. It shows up in their mood, their focus, their motivation. You can only avoid something for so long before it starts affecting everything else around you. Avoidance never brings peace. It just builds pressure. You keep pushing it off, thinking you're buying time. But what you're really doing is building a wall between you and your progress. The more you ignore it, the stronger it gets. What starts as a small discomfort turns into a mountain of anxiety. You start overthinking. You second-guess yourself. You lose clarity. And the longer it goes on, the more stuck you feel. Avoiding something doesn't make it disappear. It only makes you weaker in the face of it. Every day you avoid what needs to be done, you give it more power. Every excuse you make gives it more control. That's how people end up feeling powerless. Not because life is impossible, but because they've trained themselves to run from what they should be facing. Real progress starts when you stop running, when you stop numbing, when you stop waiting for the perfect moment. Because the perfect moment is not coming. If you're waiting to feel ready before you face what you've been avoiding, you'll be stuck forever. Readiness doesn't come before action. It comes from action. You build courage by doing the hard thing, not by thinking about it. The mind wants safety. It wants routine. It wants to stay in what's familiar. So every time you consider doing something uncomfortable, something uncertain, something unfamiliar, your brain will try to protect you. It will give you reasons to wait. It will convince you that now's not the time. That maybe later will be better, that you're not fully prepared yet. And if you listen to those thoughts, you'll live a life that's controlled by fear, not purpose. Facing what you avoid is not about being fearless. It's about deciding that your future matters more than your fear. It's about saying, I don't need to have all the answers. I just need to take the next step. Because nothing changes until you confront what you've been running from. That could be a conversation you've been putting off, a decision you've been dodging, a responsibility you've been neglecting, or an internal truth you've been hiding from yourself. The reason most people never break through is because they only work on what feels comfortable. They stay where it's safe. They avoid hard conversations. They ignore their bad habits. They turn away from the parts of themselves they don't like. But growth never comes from comfort. It comes from doing the things that stretch you. The things that scare you a little. The things that feel heavy, but necessary. Avoidance always costs more in the long run. What you avoid today becomes the pain you carry tomorrow. You might think you're saving yourself from stress, but you're only building more of it. That undone task will still be waiting. That unspoken truth will still be there. That poor habit will still be affecting your results. Avoidance doesn't solve anything. It just delays what must eventually be dealt with. And every time you avoid something, you tell yourself a story. You tell yourself that it's not that important, or that you're too tired, or that you'll get to it later. But every one of those stories slowly lowers your self-trust. Because you know you're not being honest with yourself. You know you're capable of more. And when you consistently choose to ignore what matters, you stop believing in your own strength. Facing what you avoid is how you rebuild trust with yourself. It's how you prove that you're serious about your growth. It's how you show your mind that you won't keep backing down. And the moment you face it, even just one thing, you take your power back. You realize that the fear of the thing is often worse than the thing itself. That most of what was holding you back was built in your own mind. There's a certain kind of peace that only comes after doing something you've avoided for too long. It's not just relief, It's pride. It's knowing that you didn't let fear win. That you moved forward even though it was hard. That you stood up instead of running away. That kind of peace cannot be bought. It must be earned through courage. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be big. But it has to be done. If the conversation is necessary, have it. If the habit is toxic, replace it. If the decision is overdue, make it. If the emotion is buried, feel it. That's how you grow stronger. Not by reading or thinking or planning, but by acting. Avoidance steals your time. It keeps you stuck in loops that go nowhere. You end each day feeling unfulfilled. You wake up each morning already tired. You spend your energy carrying things you should have let go of. And all of that changes when you start facing things one by one. Piece by piece. No more hiding. No more hoping it goes away. You deal with it. Because your peace matters more than your comfort. You'll notice something interesting. When you stop avoiding, you start breathing deeper. Your mind quiets down. Your focus sharpens. You stop spinning in circles. That's what happens when you clear the backlog of avoided tasks and emotions. Your life starts moving again. You gain momentum. You start to feel alive again. You don't need to do it all at once. Just pick one thing. Start there. Build that muscle. Face it today. Whether it's an apology you need to make, a decision you need to follow through on, a routine you need to reset, start now. Don't push it to tomorrow. Tomorrow becomes next week. Next week becomes next month. And before you know it, you've wasted another year waiting for the right time. This is your time. Not because it's perfect, but because it's yours. You can choose to keep avoiding and carry the weight, or you can choose to face it and feel free. The life you want is on the other side of what you've been putting off. You're not weak for avoiding things. You're human. But now you know better. And once you know better, you owe it to yourself to do better. This is how you raise your standards, not just by dreaming bigger, but by dealing with what's real. The messy parts, the hidden parts, the parts that challenge you the most. And in doing that, you rise, not all at once, but step by step. You grow stronger. Every time you face something hard, you grow wiser every time you tell yourself the truth. You grow braver every time you stop running and decide to deal with what's in front of you. So ask yourself, what am I avoiding? Say it out loud, write it down, then take action. Even if it's small, even if it's uncomfortable, take the step. You don't have to be fearless. You just have to be honest. You don't have to move fast. You just have to move forward. The moment you do, your life changes, not because the problem is gone, but because you are no longer powerless in the face of it. You are now choosing strength. You are now choosing growth. You are now choosing a higher standard for how you live. And that choice made again and again is how you change everything.
Chapter 4. Walk away from people who ignore your growth. There's a moment in your life when you begin to change. You start thinking differently. You feel something inside shifting. You want more from yourself. You get serious about your goals. You begin to question your patterns. You start taking small steps to become better. It's not always loud, and it's not always obvious to the outside world. But inside you, something is waking up. And when that happens, you start to realize something else too. Some people around you aren't changing with you. Some people don't notice the effort you're making. Some people don't even care. And that's not always easy to accept.
because some of those people have been close to you for years. Maybe it's friends you've known since childhood. Maybe it's people you've laughed with, cried with, struggled with. But now, every time you talk about your growth, your ideas, your goals, they dismiss it. They make jokes. They change the subject. They tell you to relax, to chill out, to stop overthinking, and part of you starts to feel small again. Not because you're doing anything wrong, but because you're growing in a place where no one else is growing with you. That's when you have to make one of the hardest but most powerful decisions of your life. You have to walk away from the people who ignore your growth. Not out of hate, not with bitterness, but with clarity. Because if you keep surrounding yourself with people who don't respect your effort, your standards will eventually drop. If you keep explaining your goals to people who don't care, you'll start watering them down. If you keep showing up for people who don't believe in change, you'll begin doubting your own. Growth is not just about what you do. It's about what you allow around you. You can read the best books, listen to the right words, wake up early, work hard, and still feel stuck if your environment is pulling you backwards. And often that pull isn't direct. It's not people telling you to fail. It's more subtle. It's in the lack of support, the sarcasm in their voice, the absence of encouragement, the way they go silent when you talk about improving yourself. That silence says everything. You need people who see you trying and say, "I'm proud of you." People who challenge you to go further, not sit still. People who talk about ideas, not just gossip. People who bring out your strength, not your excuses. And if the people around you aren't doing that, you have to be honest with yourself. Not everyone can come with you to where you're going. Not everyone has the mindset to grow. Some people are committed to staying the same. That's their choice, but it doesn't have to be yours. There's a cost to staying in rooms where you can't breathe. You start shrinking. You start hiding your progress to make others comfortable. You start pretending you're not changing, just to keep the peace. But peace isn't real if it requires you to betray your growth. If someone truly values you, they value your progress. They want to see you rise. They may not understand every step of your journey, but they won't ignore your effort. The people you spend time with shape your future. Whether you see it or not, their mindset rubs off on you. Their words plant seeds. Their energy affects your spirit. You're not just managing your time, you're managing your space, your focus, your emotional energy. And when someone is constantly downplaying your improvement, they're draining all of it. You cannot afford to keep people close who want you to stay where you've outgrown. This doesn't mean you stop loving them. It means you love yourself enough to set boundaries. You don't have to argue. You don't need dramatic goodbyes. You just slowly shift your time, your presence, your attention toward spaces that reflect who you're becoming, not who you used to be. That shift is how you protect your growth. You're allowed to outgrow people. You're allowed to move on. You're allowed to choose your mental health and your peace. Just because someone was a part of your past doesn't mean they have a place in your future. Sometimes loyalty to others becomes disloyalty to yourself. And if you've reached a point where you feel drained after every conversation, tired after spending time with them, uninspired when you're around them, that's not a coincidence. That's your inner intelligence telling you something is off. Stop trying to explain your growth to people who've decided not to grow. Stop waiting for people to understand your purpose. Stop hoping they'll change. Maybe one day they will, but that can't be your mission. Your mission is to keep evolving. No matter who doesn't clap for your mission, is to keep rising, even when you rise alone. Your mission is to become the kind of person who builds a meaningful life, not one built on approval, but one built on values. It's hard, yes. It can feel lonely at times, but the truth is, Once you walk away from what's holding you back, life starts bringing in new people. People who get it. People who support it. People who match your level. But you'll never meet them if you stay stuck in old circles that keep pulling you down. You have to clear space for the right people to enter. When you hold on to relationships that no longer align with you, you block your own expansion. And it's not just about who they are, it's about who you become when you're around. If you become smaller, quieter, more insecure, more distracted, then it's costing you more than it's giving you. You don't need hundreds of people in your corner, you just need a few real ones. The ones who show up when you're building quietly. The ones who tell you the truth even when it's hard. The ones who celebrate your growth. Without competition, those are the ones who deserve your time. But first, you have to walk away from the ones who don't. You have to say, I'm done hiding who I'm becoming. You have to stop shrinking your progress to make others feel better. You have to stop downplaying your goals to fit into small talk. You weren't made to stay where you started. You were made to keep moving forward. Growth will test your relationships. It will show you who's real, who supports you for who you are, and who only liked you when you stayed the same. Don't fear that test. Embrace it. It's a filter that protects your energy. It's how you find your real tribe. And most of all, it's how you show yourself that you're serious. Serious about becoming more. Serious about building better habits. Serious about raising your standard. That's the life you want. And to live that life, you can't keep making space for people who keep ignoring your journey. Your time is too valuable. Your energy is too limited. Your future is too important. Start choosing your circle based on who respects your standard, who brings value into your world, who encourages your discipline, who speaks to your vision, and stop making room for people who drain you, who distract you, who remind you of who you were, not who you're becoming. This decision won't be easy, but it will be necessary. And in the process, you'll find a new level of self-respect. You'll start showing up stronger, speaking clearer, living better, and you'll never again allow yourself to stay small for the sake of being accepted. That's how you raise your standards, not just with effort, but with who you allow close. Walk away from what no longer supports your growth, and you'll finally start moving toward what does. That's when everything starts to change.
Chapter 5. Stop making excuses for why you feel stuck. Everyone feels stuck at some point. It's part of the human experience. But there's a difference between feeling stuck and choosing to stay stuck. Most people don't even realize they've made that choice. They don't say it out loud. They just keep repeating the same days, telling the same stories, believing the same reasons why things aren't moving forward. It starts to sound like a script. I don't have time, it's just not the right season. People like me don't get chances. I'm not motivated lately, maybe next year. Those words become the comfort zone. They make it easier to stay where you are and avoid responsibility for where you're going. But if you want to raise your standards, you have to stop giving yourself permission to stay stuck. That means no more excuses, no more blaming outside circumstances for an inside problem, no more waiting for someone else to change your life, no more expecting motivation to come and save you. You have to take control of what you can, because the truth is, most of the reasons people give for why they're stuck are just defense mechanisms. They're not real limits, they're mental patterns built from fear, doubt, and a long list of what-ifs. It's easy to get used to frustration. It becomes a routine. You wake up frustrated. You move through your day feeling like nothing's changing, and you go to bed thinking tomorrow will be different, but you already know deep down it won't be. Not if nothing changes. Not if the only thing that shows up consistently is a new excuse. And it's not about guilt. It's about responsibility. It's about facing the fact that you've got more control than you're using. You might not control every event in your life, but you do control how you show up to those events. You do control your habits, your thoughts, your actions, and your effort, and that's where your power is. The problem is, most people give their power away. They give it to their past, they give it to fear, they give it to other people's opinion. And once that becomes normal, it feels easier to say, I'm stuck, than to admit I haven't been doing what I could be doing. Excuses feel good in the moment. They protect your ego. They help you avoid failure. They make you feel safe from judgment. But in the long run, they cost too much. They cost your confidence. They cost your consistency. They cost your time. Every time you say I can't, when deep down you know you can, you're trading your progress for temporary comfort. And that trade is never worth it. It's time to get honest with yourself. If you feel stuck, ask yourself, what am I really avoiding? What am I scared to face? What truth am I not ready to admit? Because that's usually where the real reason lies. Maybe it's fear of failing. Maybe it's fear of starting over. Maybe it's fear of being seen, trying. Maybe it's fear of getting hurt again. Whatever it is, don't run from it. Look at it. Name it. Bring it out into the light. Because what you don't face controls you. But what you face, you can change. This isn't about being perfect. It's about being real. You don't need to have it all figured out. You just need to stop hiding behind reasons that don't serve you anymore. Your life is waiting on the other side of your excuses. Your growth, your strength, your clarity, your confidence. All of it is waiting for you to stop saying someday and start saying right now. Some people say they're stuck because they don't have support. And maybe that's true. Maybe the people around you don't get it. Maybe they don't encourage your goals. Maybe you feel alone in your journey. But that still doesn't mean you're powerless. You can support yourself. You can be the voice in your own head that says keep going. You can choose discipline when no one's watching. You can keep promises to yourself even when no one claps. And the more you do that, the stronger you become. Others say they're stuck because they don't know where to start. And while that can feel overwhelming, the answer is simple. Start anywhere. Start small. Start with what you do know. Start by cleaning your space. Start by writing down your goals. Start by changing your morning routine. Start by turning off distractions. Start by saying no to things that waste your time. Movement creates clarity. You don't need a perfect plan to get going. You just need to move. Then there are people who say they're stuck because they've already tried and it didn't work. They say things like, I gave it my all, or nothing ever changes for me. But when you really look closer, they didn't give it their all. They gave it a few days. They gave it just enough to feel hopeful, but not enough to build momentum. And that's not judgment, that's reality. Real change takes consistent effort. Not once, not twice, but every day, over time. That's how transformation happens. Not through intensity, but through consistency. You have to want your future more than your comfort. You have to decide that your goals are non-negotiable. You have to stop making space for excuses and start making space for discipline. Discipline isn't about being perfect. It's about doing what needs to be done, even when you don't feel like it. It's about showing up on the hard days. It's about sticking with it even when the results aren't instant. And that kind of consistency doesn't come from waiting for motivation. It comes from making a decision. You don't need a new excuse. You need a new standard. One that says, I show up for myself. One that says, I do what's hard. One that says, I take responsibility for my life. Because here's the truth. No one's coming to rescue you. No one's going to do the work for you. And no one will care more about your potential than you do. So if you want to stop feeling stuck, Stop telling yourself why you can't, and start proving to yourself that you can. You've got time, you've got ability, you've got enough to begin, but only if you stop wasting energy on stories that keep you still. Every time you say, it's too late, remind yourself that time is still moving whether you act or not. Every time you say, I don't feel like it, remind yourself that feelings are temporary, but consequences are long-term. Every time you say, I don't know how, remind yourself that you learn by doing, not by waiting. Excuses won't build the life you want. Action will. And that action doesn't need to be perfect. It just needs to be real. Real effort. Real discipline. Real honesty. That's how you move forward. So from this day forward, when you catch yourself making an excuse, pause. Ask yourself, is this helping me? Ask yourself, what would happen if I did it anyway? Train yourself to interrupt the excuse and replace it with a decision. That's how change begins. One small shift in thinking. One strong choice in the moment. You're capable of more than you've shown yourself, but you'll never see that side of you if you keep buying into your excuses. The strongest version of you is not hiding. It's just buried under all the reasons you've given yourself for why you haven't started. Dig through them. Remove the layers. Face the discomfort. Choose progress over delay. Choose effort over ease. Choose action over avoidance. That's the mindset that raises your standards. That's the mindset that builds momentum. That's the mindset that creates real change. From now on, make a promise to yourself. No more excuses. No more waiting. No more holding back. Take your power back. One choice at a time. If you feel stuck, move. If it's hard, keep going. If you fall, get back up. You don't need to be perfect. You just need to be done with the stories that no longer serve you. That decision alone can change everything.
Chapter 6. Decide to respect yourself in every situation. There's a moment in every person's life when they realize that self-respect isn't just about big decisions or how they talk to themselves when they're alone. It's about how they carry themselves in every single situation. It's about what they tolerate, what they stay quiet about, what they allow, what they walk away from, what they give their time to. It's about the way they respond when they're being tested. It's about whether they stay true to who they are when it would be easier to shrink. Most people say they want to be respected by others, but the truth is you teach the world how to treat you based on how you treat yourself. If you let people talk down to you, ignore your boundaries, or waste your time, they'll keep doing it. Not because they don't know better, but because you never made it clear that you expected more. Respect starts with you. It starts with the decision to stand up for yourself before you expect anyone else to. You can't control every environment you step into, but you can control how you show up inside that environment. That's where self-respect is built. It's not about arrogance. It's not about being aggressive. It's about quietly knowing your worth and refusing to compromise it. It's about holding your head high when someone tries to make you feel small. It's about walking away when something doesn't feel right, even if you're scared to be alone. In real life, there will be moments when you're tempted to shrink just to avoid conflict. Moments when someone crosses a line and you're not sure if you should say something. Moments when people joke in ways that don't feel right, but you force a laugh to keep the peace. These are the moments that shape your standard. These are the moments that either build your self-respect or slowly tear it down. Respecting yourself isn't always loud. Sometimes it's as simple as saying no without explaining yourself. Sometimes it's choosing silence when someone wants to argue. Sometimes it's stepping away from people who constantly question your worth. It's not about proving anything to anyone. It's about honoring who you are and not betraying that to make others more comfortable. You can't respect yourself and abandon yourself at the same time. Every time you put everyone else's needs before your own without balance,
Every time you tolerate something that drains your peace, you chip away at the foundation of your confidence. And the more that happens, the harder it becomes to trust yourself. It's easy to be kind to others and forget to be kind to yourself. You show up for everyone, support them, forgive them, and make space for them. But what about you? What do you give yourself? Do you speak with the same level of compassion when you mess up? Do you give yourself permission to rest without guilt? Do you listen to your own needs when your body and mind say enough? That's where respect starts. Not with grand statements, but with small, consistent actions that say, I matter too. The way you dress, the way you eat, the way you spend your time, the kind of conversations you entertain, the standards you hold in relationships, all of these are a reflection of the level of respect you have for yourself. And when one of them starts to slip, you feel it. Maybe not at first, but eventually your energy drops, your motivation fades, and you start to feel disconnected from your own life. That disconnection is your signal. It's telling you to return to yourself, to stop abandoning your standards for short-term comfort or temporary approval. There's nothing selfish about choosing yourself. In fact, it's the most responsible thing you can do. When you respect yourself, you raise the bar for your entire life. You stop engaging in pointless drama. You stop settling for relationships that drain you. You stop giving your time to things that go against your values. That level of clarity doesn't make your life easier, but it makes it more meaningful. Because now you're living with direction, not just habit. People will test you. Life will challenge you. But when you've made the decision to respect yourself in every situation, you have a compass. You have something that keeps you grounded. You don't sway with every opinion. You don't fold under pressure. You stay centered because your worth isn't negotiable. This kind of respect isn't built overnight. It's something you build through choices. When you choose to leave a place that no longer honors your growth, when you choose to speak up instead of staying silent, when you choose to rest instead of burning out, when you choose your values over fitting in, every one of those decisions adds a brick to the foundation of your self-worth. And once you have that foundation, everything in your life begins to shift. You start attracting different kinds of people. You start having better conversations. You make better decisions. You stop wasting time on things that don't feel right. You become a person who doesn't just talk about standards, but lives by them. There will be moments when you slip, when you react in a way you're not proud of, when you tolerate something you shouldn't have. That's part of being human. Self-respect isn't about being perfect. It's about noticing when you've lowered the bar and choosing to raise it again. It's about being aware of when you've lost connection with yourself and doing the work to come back. You don't need to be harsh with yourself to hold high standards. In fact, the more you respect yourself, the less judgment you carry. You know you're not here to be flawless. You're here to grow. And growth requires discipline, compassion, and consistency. It also requires that you stop seeking approval from places that never gave you peace. It requires you to stop explaining your standards to people who don't live by any. It requires you to stop accepting love that's tied to condition. When you respect yourself, you realize you don't have to fight for love. You don't have to earn rest. You don't have to lower your voice just to keep someone else comfortable. You begin to set a tone, not just for how others treat you, but for how you experience your own life. You show up differently. You speak with more strength. You stand with more presence. Not because you're trying to prove something, but because you're finally aligned with who you are. This is the turning point. When you stop waiting for others to give you permission to value yourself, when you stop begging for validation, when you stop settling for half effort from people, from jobs, from routines, and when you make this decision, you give yourself the freedom to build a life that actually fits you. Not one built out of fear, but one built from truth. So decide right now, that you will respect yourself in every situation, that you won't let fear speak louder than your values, that you won't let others dictate what's enough, that you won't keep silencing your needs. And every time life pulls you in the wrong direction, use that decision to pull yourself back. Respect is not a trait you're born with, it's a habit, a daily practice, and every time you live it, you make it stronger. Every time you choose it, you raise your standards a little more. Every time you honor it, you become the kind of person you've always wanted to be. This is not about ego. It's about integrity. It's about choosing to live in a way that matches your potential. And once you make that choice, everything around you will start to adjust. Some people may leave, some situations may shift. But don't fear that. That's not loss. That's alignment. That's your life making room for better things. Choose to respect yourself, not sometimes, not when it's easy, but always. That one decision will change every part of your life, and you'll never want to go back.
Chapter 7. Stop breaking promises you make to your own self. There's a quiet moment in your life when you make a decision that feels important. You look at yourself in the mirror, or sit in silence late at night and say, I'm going to change. You make a promise. You say you'll wake up earlier. You say you'll take better care of your body. You say you'll stop repeating the same unhealthy patterns. You say you'll commit. You'll follow through. You'll finally take control. And in that moment, you mean it. You feel it. But then, life happens. Days go by. Comfort creeps back in. The promise fades. And you find yourself doing the very things you swore you'd stop. Breaking promises to yourself doesn't always look dramatic. Sometimes, it's subtle. Sometimes, it looks like just one more time. Sometimes, it sounds like, I'll start again tomorrow. And before you know it, you've trained your mind not to believe your own words. You say things, but you don't act. You commit to goals, but you don't move. And the worst part is, you feel it. You know you're letting yourself down, even if no one else notices. Most people would never break a promise to someone they love. If you made a commitment to a friend, you'd show up. If your family needed you, you'd be there. You do what it takes for others. But when it comes to yourself, you let things slide. You push your needs to the side. You say next time more than you should. And that's how trust breaks. Not with one big decision, but with small moments of inconsistencies that slowly erode your self-belief. You start to carry a sense of guilt. You avoid looking too closely at your choices. You distract yourself with noise and routines. But underneath all that is a simple truth. You stopped keeping your word to yourself, and until you fix that, everything else in your life stays shaky. Because your habits are built on your decision. And if your decisions don't mean anything, your habits won't last. When you keep breaking promises to yourself, you lose confidence. You second-guess your next steps. You hesitate before taking action. Not because you don't know what to do, but because some part of you doubts you'll stick with it. That doubt doesn't come from failure. It comes from inconsistency, from hearing yourself say something and knowing you won't follow through. This is not about shame, it's about ownership. The only way to rebuild that trust is to get real with yourself. Ask yourself, how many times have I said I would change? How many times have I made plans, written goals, talked about starting fresh, and then walked away from all of it when it got uncomfortable? And then ask yourself this. If I kept every promise I've ever made to myself, where would I be right now? That question isn't meant to hurt, it's meant to wake you up. Because deep down, you know what you're capable of. You've seen glimpses of it. You've had moments of focus. You've had weeks where you stayed consistent. You've had goals that you chased with real passion, but it didn't last. Not because you weren't good enough,
but because you didn't keep going when it got boring, when it got hard, when no one was watching. You have to stop seeing your promises as suggestions. You have to stop treating your word like it's negotiable. Every time you say you'll do something and you don't, you send a message to your mind that your words are empty. And when your mind no longer believes your words, your actions lose power. You don't need more motivation. You need discipline. And discipline is built by doing what you said you'd do, even when it's the last thing you feel like doing. It's built in the quiet moments, when you wake up and your bed is warm but you said you'd get up early. When you're tired but you said you'd work out. When it's easier to scroll but you said you'd write. Those moments are where self-trust is built or broken. Start small. Don't promise yourself the world and deliver nothing. Promise what you know you can do today and do it. If you say you'll read for 10 minutes, read. If you say you'll go for a walk, go. If you say you'll put the phone down after a certain time, keep your word. These may feel small, but every time you keep a promise to yourself, you get stronger. Your confidence grows, your focus sharpens, your belief returns. And here's something people don't talk about enough. When you keep breaking promises to yourself, it affects every part of your life. You show up differently. You speak with less conviction. You avoid taking risks. You settle more easily. Because you're carrying the weight of all those broken commitments. That weight makes you tired. It dulls your energy. But the good news is, it's not permanent. You can take that weight off. You can start fresh, not by waiting for a new year, a new week, or a perfect plan, but by doing what you said you'd do today. Respecting yourself means treating your word like it matters, not just to others, but to yourself. It means showing yourself that you can be counted on, that when you decide something, you follow through. That when you decide something, you follow through. That you don't need someone else checking in. That you don't need constant reminders. That your own voice is strong enough to lead your own actions. There's something powerful about living in alignment with what you say. You walk differently. You feel lighter. You don't need to explain yourself to anyone. You're not chasing approval. You're not trying to prove anything. You just know who you are. And you know that when you say you'll do something, it gets done. That's how trust is rebuilt. Not with one perfect week, but with one honest day, followed by another. When you don't feel like it, but you do it anyway. When it's inconvenient, but you make time anyway. When no one else is watching, but you show up anyway. That's how consistency is born. And from consistency comes confidence. From confidence comes progress. And from progress comes everything you've been chasing. You don't need to be extreme. You don't need to do everything at once. Just start honoring your own word. If you said you'd rest, then rest. If you said you'd say no to something, stick to it. If you said you'd show up, be there fully. Stop negotiating with yourself. Every time something feels a little hard, stop letting temporary feelings make permanent decisions for you. You deserve to live in a way that feels aligned. You deserve to feel proud of how you carry yourself. And none of that comes from big promises and empty actions. It comes from small commitments done daily. Quiet strength, steady action, real follow-through. That's how you start to feel powerful again. And when you do mess up, and you will because you're human, don't spiral. Don't throw the whole day or week away. Just acknowledge it. Learn from it. Reset. The goal is not perfection. It's integrity. It's about choosing not to quit just because you slipped once. It's about choosing to try again without needing to start all over. Your relationship with yourself is the foundation of everything. If that relationship is built on trust, everything becomes easier. You stop needing outside validation. You stop waiting for life to hand you motivation. You start building momentum from within. That's what it means to live with high standards. So from this point forward, Make it your mission to keep your word to yourself, not for the outcome, not for the praise, but because you deserve to believe in your own strength. You deserve to know what it feels like to fully back yourself. And the only way to earn that belief is by doing what you said you would do. Decide today that your word is enough, that your commitment is real, that your future matters too much to keep making promises and walking away from them. When you stop breaking promises to yourself, you begin to rise quietly, powerfully, steadily, and that version of you, the one who follows through, is the one that changes everything.
Chapter 8. Start acting like you matter every single day. Most people go through life as if they're trying not to disturb anything. They stay quiet when they should speak. They hold back when they want to express something real. They apologize for taking up space. They move through their days, doing what's expected, saying what's safe, hiding who they really are behind layers of habit and fear. And over time, they start to disappear, not from the world, but from themselves. It's not because they lack talent. It's not because they lack value. It's because somewhere along the way, they forgot that they matter. And once you forget that, you start living small without even realizing it. You were never meant to live in the background of your own life. You were not born to shrink or settle or simply get by. But if you don't believe that you matter, you won't show up like you do. You'll stop trying. You'll stop caring. You'll settle into routines that keep you invisible. And then you'll wonder why you feel empty, why your life feels flat, why you don't feel excited to get out of bed. It's not because something's wrong with you. It's because you stopped acting like you count. You can't keep waiting for someone to come along and remind you of your worth. That's not their job. It's yours. Every single day, you have the opportunity to treat yourself like someone who matters, not in a loud or boastful way, but in how you carry yourself, in how you talk to yourself, in how you treat your body, in how you spend your time, in what you choose to believe about your future. And when you do that consistently, everything begins to shift. The way you walk changes. Your decisions get sharper. Your focus returns. You stop chasing approval because you're no longer trying to prove anything. You know you're enough, and that belief guides how you live. But this kind of mindset doesn't just show up on its own. You build it through action. You build it by treating your life like it's worth something. That means you stop putting yourself last. You stop brushing off your needs. You stop sacrificing your time for people or situations that don't align with your values. Acting like you matter means you protect your peace. You guard your energy. You don't tolerate disrespect, not from others, and especially not from yourself. It's about the choices you make when no one's watching. It's how you respond when things get difficult. It's whether you show up for yourself or abandon yourself. You can't keep ignoring your potential and expect to feel proud. You can't keep playing small and expect to feel fulfilled. Growth doesn't happen by accident. It happens when you decide that you're worth the effort. And here's the truth. If you want your life to improve, you have to improve how you treat yourself. If you want better relationships, it starts with how you relate to your own heart. If you want more confidence, it starts with how you speak to yourself when you fail. If you want peace, it starts with choosing what actually supports your well-being. And none of that happens if you keep acting like you don't matter. When you live like you matter, you start keeping your promises to yourself. You stop justifying your excuses. You stop wasting your time on things that don't grow you. You begin to take yourself seriously, not in a heavy way, but in a clear way. You're no longer waiting for the world to validate you. You are showing up like someone who has value and understands it. And this isn't about perfection. You don't have to have it all figured out. You don't need to be the best at everything. You just need to care enough to stop abandoning yourself. You don't need a reason to matter. You already do. You don't need a title, a number, or a status. Your worth isn't up for debate. It's not something to earn. It's something to honor.
Start with the small things. Wake up with intention. Don't just roll out of bed and go straight into distraction. Take a moment for yourself. Set your focus. Ask yourself what kind of day you want to create. Show up for that day like it counts, because it does. And when things don't go as planned, don't use it as a reason to spiral. Use it as a reason to refocus. You're not going to feel your best every day, but that's not what matters. What matters is that you treat yourself with respect through all of it. Feed your mind something real. Don't just scroll endlessly and absorb noise. Read things that expand you. Listen to words that remind you of your strength. Stay connected to your purpose. When you act like you matter, you stop feeding yourself garbage. You start choosing what helps you think, grow, and move forward. Care about your space. Clean it. Organize it. Create an environment that reflects someone who values their life. You can't feel proud if your surroundings are always chaotic. You don't need luxury. You just need clarity. And clarity comes when you treat your space with intention. Move your body, not just to look better, but to feel better. You were never meant to live stuck in a body that feels tired and heavy all the time. Your energy matters. Your health matters. You don't need a perfect plan. Just move. Stretch. Walk. Breathe deeply. Sweat. It reminds you that you're alive. Don't ignore your emotions. Acting like you matter means taking your feelings seriously. You don't have to pretend to be okay all the time. You're allowed to struggle, but you're also responsible for finding your way back. Feel it, but don't stay stuck in it. Learn from it. Grow through. That's how you build emotional strength. Surround yourself with people who reflect your values. If you keep spending time with people who treat you like an afterthought, eventually you'll believe you are one. Don't chase people who can't see your worth. Find people who do, and become someone who sees it in others too. When you act like you matter, you attract relationships that are based on mutual respect, not need. Stand up for your opinions. Speak clearly. You don't need to be aggressive, but don't let yourself stay silent out of fear. Your voice matters. Your thoughts matter. Stop minimizing yourself to avoid conflict. You're allowed to take up space. Set boundaries, not to push people away, but to protect your time, your values, your growth. If someone crosses a line, speak up. If something drains you, step away. You don't need to apologize for protecting your well-being. Boundaries are not selfish. They're healthy. They remind you and others that you have limits, and you respect yourself enough to enforce them. Choose work that fulfills you. That doesn't mean you need your dream job tomorrow, but it does mean you stop giving your energy to work that crushes your spirit. If you can't leave yet, start planning your way out. Build skills. Explore options. Don't accept a life that feels lifeless just because it pays the bills. You matter too much to stay somewhere that kills your fire. Be mindful of your time. You don't get it back. Use it for something real. Something that grows you. Something that aligns with your values. If you keep wasting time on things that don't matter, you're sending a message to yourself that you don't matter either. Every minute is a chance to either distract yourself or build yourself. Choose wisely. Take your dreams seriously. Stop calling them silly. Stop pushing them to the side. If something keeps coming back to your heart, that's not random. That's a part of you trying to speak. Stop silencing it. You matter enough to dream, to chase, to build, and to live fully. And if you fail, that's okay. But fail trying, not hiding. And most of all, stop waiting for the world to give you permission to rise. Start acting like you matter every single day. Not in the future. Not when things are better. Not when people approve. Now, because the longer you wait, the more distant your life becomes from the one you were meant to live. You are here for a reason. You don't have to know all the details. You just have to live like your presence counts. You don't need anyone to tell you you're enough. You need to start living like you already are. When you begin to act like you matter, your life becomes clearer. Your standards rise naturally. You stop tolerating what used to drain you. You stop hiding from your own reflection. You become someone you're proud of. Not because you're perfect, but because you show up fully. And once that becomes your new normal, everything begins to change. Your thoughts get sharper. Your choices feel stronger. Your energy feels more grounded. And you no longer look outside yourself for proof that you belong. You know it. You feel it. You live it. That's the power of acting like you matter. Not once in a while. Not only on good days, but every single day. Because that's how you build a life that finally feels like your own.
Chapter 9. Let go of things you secretly resent holding. There are things we carry that no one else can see. They don't show up in our conversations. They don't appear in our routines. But they sit deep inside and shape the way we feel about life. These things aren't always obvious. Sometimes they look like responsibilities we never truly chose. Sometimes they feel like relationships we stayed in longer than we should have. Sometimes it's a role we play because it's expected, not because it's true. And over time, these things we hold start to feel heavy. But we don't drop them. We keep holding on. Because part of us believes we're supposed to. That letting go would mean we failed. That dropping something means we're weak. That moving on means we're ungrateful. And so we stay stuck, carrying weight that doesn't belong to us anymore. We tell ourselves it's fine. We remind ourselves we're lucky. We convince ourselves that others have it worse. But deep down, there's a quiet resentment growing. A frustration that we don't talk about. A pressure that keeps building, and no matter how much we try to stay positive, it leaks into our energy. We feel drained for no clear reason. We lose excitement for things that used to light us up. We become easily irritated, less patient, less inspired. We start going through the motions, and we wonder what happened. This is what happens when you keep holding on to things you secretly resent. Things you never really chose. Things you've outgrown. Things that used to make sense, but don't anymore. Maybe it's a job you used to love, but now it only reminds you of who you were, not who you want to become. Maybe it's a relationship where you're always the one giving and never being seen. Maybe it's a dream that used to feel right, but now it feels like a burden. Whatever it is, you know what it is. You don't need anyone to tell you. You feel it every time you think about it. You feel it every time you pretend it's okay. Letting go isn't about quitting. It's about being honest. It's about admitting when something no longer fits. It's about choosing peace over pressure. And that's not always easy. Because we've been taught to push through everything. To keep showing up even when it's tearing us down. To never stop, never question, never shift. But life isn't meant to be a constant sacrifice. You're not here to carry weight that breaks you just to prove you're strong. Letting go is an act of self-respect. It's choosing to protect your peace over protecting your image. It's choosing to say, I don't want to live like this anymore. It's choosing to stop pretending. You can love something and still leave it. You can be grateful for something and still release it. You can appreciate what something taught you and still walk away from it. Those things don't cancel each other out. They live together. Growth lives in both gratitude and honesty. The hardest part is often admitting it to yourself. Because once you do, you can't ignore it anymore. You can't keep pretending you're okay. You can't keep waking up with that pit in your stomach. You can't keep avoiding the truth. And maybe that's why people hold on. Because the truth demands change, and change demands courage. But the cost of holding on to resentment is too high. It robs you of presence. It steals your focus. It limits your joy. And eventually it changes how you see the world. You become guarded. You stop trusting your own choices. You start expecting disappointment because you've been living in it for so long. And the longer you carry it,
the more it becomes part of your identity. But that's not who you are. You were not made to live in quiet frustration. You were not made to carry silent guilt. You were not made to drag around the weight of everything you no longer align with. You were made to move forward. To evolve. To let go of what no longer supports you so you can make room for what does. Letting go doesn't always mean walking away completely. Sometimes it means changing the way you think about something. Sometimes it means adjusting expectations. Sometimes it means releasing the pressure to make it perfect. But it always starts with one decision. The decision to stop pretending. To stop carrying things just because you're used to them. To stop ignoring how much it hurts, just because others can't see it. You matter. Your peace matters. Your mental clarity matters. And you don't owe it to anyone to suffer quietly. You don't owe it to the past to keep reliving it. You don't owe it to an old version of yourself. To stay small just because that's what made sense back then. Every day you have a chance to reset, to breathe a little deeper. To put something down that you've been carrying too long. You don't need permission. You don't need to explain it. You just need to choose it. Because freedom doesn't come from doing more. It comes from doing less of what makes you resent your own life. And the truth is, letting go isn't about weakness. It's about wisdom. It's about knowing the difference between what's helping you grow and what's holding you back. And sometimes it's not even about a thing, it's about a version of yourself. Maybe you need to let go of the identity you created to survive. The one who says yes to everything. The one who never asks for help. The one who carries everyone else's problems. The one who smiles even when it hurts. Maybe it's time to let go of being that person. So you can be someone more honest, more aligned, more real. You get to decide what you carry. You get to decide what you give your time and energy to. And the moment you realize that is the moment you start living lighter. Life doesn't have to be so heavy. But it will stay heavy if you keep holding things that don't belong to you anymore. You're allowed to say, "This isn't for me." You're allowed to walk away from roles, labels, expectations that make you feel trapped. You're allowed to say, "I'm tired of carrying this." That's not weakness. That's clarity. And the more clear you become, the more room you have to create a life that feels true. So take a deep breath. Be honest about what you're holding. Name it. Look it in the eye and ask yourself, "Do I want to carry this another year? Do I want to feel like this another month? Do I want to wake up with this weight again tomorrow?" And if the answer is no, then let it go. Not all at once. But piece by piece. One thought at a time. One decision at a time. You don't need to figure it all out. You just need to stop pretending it doesn't matter. Because it does. You do. And your peace is not a luxury. It's a responsibility. You owe it to yourself to live a life that feels honest. You owe it to yourself to stop carrying silent resentments that make your days feel heavier than they need to be. When you finally put those things down, you'll feel it. The lightness. The clarity. The sense of freedom. You'll wake up with more energy. You'll think clearer, you'll speak more confidently. And you'll realize that all along, you were never stuck. You were just weighed down by what you refused to release. Let go. Make space. Move forward. And never forget that your life is allowed to feel good again. Not because everything is perfect. But because you made the choice to stop carrying what no longer belongs. That choice changes everything.
Chapter 10. Choose discomfort now to avoid regret later on. Most people live their entire lives trying to avoid discomfort. They avoid the hard conversations, the early mornings,
the demanding workouts, the lonely moments, the difficult decisions. They look for ease, for shortcuts, for comfort zones. They can stay in just a little longer. It feels good in the moment. It feels safe. It feels familiar. But over time, what once felt comfortable starts to feel like a trap. The longer you stay in it, the more you lose. You don't notice it at first. But eventually, it becomes clear. You're not growing. You're not excited. You're not becoming the person you said you wanted to be. Comfort has a price. And for most people, that price is regret. Not right away, but later when the days turn into years, and the same goals are still sitting on the shelf, when the dreams are still dreams, and the plans have all expired, that's when regret shows up. Quiet at first, then louder. Regret doesn't scream. It whispers. It asks, what if? It reminds you of everything you were capable of but never chased. It sits with you when the noise dies down, and the distractions fade. And it hurts in a way comfort never warned you about. But discomfort, real intentional discomfort, is different. It's painful. Yes, it tests you. It stretches you. It demands more from you than you want to give. But it builds you. It wakes you up. It reminds you that you're alive. Discomfort shows you your limits, then invites you to go beyond them. It introduces you to strength you didn't know you had. It reveals your potential in ways comfort never will. And once you taste the rewards of that kind of growth, you stop fearing discomfort and start seeking it. The challenge is that the benefits of discomfort are delayed. You don't feel them right away. You don't feel them after one effort or one day of discipline. It takes time. You put in the work, and nothing seems to happen. You change your routine, and you still feel tired. You show up differently, and the results are slow. That's the test. That's where most people quit. They think discomfort means something's wrong. But discomfort is often the sign that you're finally doing something right. Growth doesn't happen when it's easy. Growth happens when you're tired, but still keep going. When you don't feel like doing the work, but you do it anyway. When it would be easier to avoid something, but you face it head on. Every single one of those moments adds up. They build a version of you that doesn't fold under pressure. They give you confidence that can't be fake. Not the kind that comes from compliments, but the kind that comes from doing hard things. You can choose the discomfort of discipline today, or the discomfort of regret tomorrow. You can choose to do the hard thing now, and build a future you're proud of, or you can avoid it, and stay stuck in cycles that never move you forward. Or the way, there's a cost, but one makes you stronger. The other breaks you slowly. Look at your life right now and ask yourself, what are you avoiding because it feels uncomfortable? What decisions have you been delaying because you don't want to face the truth? What actions have you been putting off because they don't feel convenient? And then ask yourself another question. What will it cost you if you keep avoiding those things? That's the part most people don't think about. They focus so much on how uncomfortable change will be. They forget how painful staying the same already is. They forget how exhausting it is to live out of alignment. They forget how draining it is to pretend they're fine. They forget how heavy it feels to carry around potential that's never used. Discomfort is not the enemy. Avoidance is. Delay. Inaction. The things you keep pushing off don't disappear. They grow. They build pressure. They start to affect everything. Your health, your relationships, your work, your sense of self. And the longer you wait, the harder it gets. Not because the task itself changes, but because your confidence gets weaker. Every time you back down from discomfort, you train your mind to believe that you're not strong enough. That becomes your new normal. And it's not true. You are capable of so much more than you've shown, but you'll never find out what you're made of until you start doing what you've been avoiding. You'll never find your real strength by playing it safe. You'll never reach your real potential by staying comfortable. You have to push. You have to stretch. You have to lean into the parts that scare you. not to punish yourself, but to free yourself. Freedom lives on the other side of discomfort, not just physical freedom, but emotional freedom, mental freedom, the kind of freedom that comes from knowing you can rely on yourself, that you don't need to escape life. You can handle life. You can face what others run from. You can stand tall when others shrink. And that kind of self-belief doesn't come from reading. It comes from action. You want to feel better. Start doing the things that make you better, even when it's hard, especially when it's hard. You want more clarity? Go through the confusion. You want more confidence? Earn it through discipline. You want more peace? Stop avoiding the work that brings it. The results will come, but only after the effort. This is the truth no one wants to hear. Everyone wants to change, but not everyone wants to be uncomfortable. Everyone wants to grow, but not everyone wants to leave the safety of routine. Everyone wants results, but not everyone wants to earn them. And that's why so few people live fully, because they keep choosing comfort now and regret later. But that doesn't have to be you. You can choose differently. You can decide that your goals are more important than your fears, that your future matters more than your excuse, that you're willing to be uncomfortable now, so you don't look back one day and wish you had tried harder. You don't have to start big. You just have to start. Wake up earlier than you want. Have the hard conversation you've been avoiding. Say no to something that drains you. Push your body past its limits. Write the first page. Apply for the job. Leave what's no longer helping you grow. Choose the hard path, not because it's easy, but because it leads somewhere that matters. And when it gets hard, and it will, remind yourself why you start. Remind yourself what's at stake. Remind yourself that temporary pain is better than permanent regret. You can recover from tiredness. You can recover from failure. You can recover from discomfort. But regret lasts. Regret stays. Regret haunts. And the only way to avoid it is to live with full effort now. You don't have to do it perfectly. You just have to do it honestly. Give your best. Keep showing up. Keep growing. Don't run from the hard parts. Use them. Let them shape you. Let them refine you. Let them turn you into someone who looks back one day and says, I gave it everything. I didn't hide. I didn't delay. I lived fully. That's the kind of life you're capable of. A life built on courage, not comfort. A life full of strength, not silence. A life free of regret, not because you had all the answers, but because you had the guts to try. And it all starts with one choice. Choose discomfort now, so you never have to carry regret later. That's the trade. That's the mindset. That's the path. And it's worth every step.